Welcome to Shomar Shova and Adav, Shir sponsor, Luinish Pasayim Yakushom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Baba Kam and Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara, in the top of Lamed Beis, tells us what a person runs for on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rav Chanino went out and screamed, Bo v'neitze likras kalo malkaso. Let's go out to the kalo, the queen. Ve'amrilo, some say, likras Shabbos kalo malkaso. Out of the word Shabbos. Rabbi Yannai misatefekai, he stands in one place, v'omar, boi chalo, come the kalo, come the kalo. So we have your three lishoinis. The first one says, likras kalo malkaso. The other one says, Shabbos kalo malkaso. And the third one says, boi chalo. So they explain the three lishoinis. One of the mitzarev over here, the marsho over here, the maral over here, and the shlo, and mesechus Shabbos near mitzvah, to put together one pshat, that seems to be combined from all three. We'll start with the Hakdama. The Maharsha already tells us that Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, every one of the days had a bazook. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they had a bazook. Shabbos, loy matzav la bazook. So who was the bazook of Shabbos? Yisrael. So Am Yisrael and Shabbos are considered to be married to each other. Now, when you have a marriage, the first stage is you bring the kala to the house. The chosun goes likras akal. That's why the minig in the chuppah is the chosun comes to the chuppah, and then the kala comes to the chosun. He's bringing her in. Chosun ayoytze likras kal. And then the kala is already in the house. That's what the Maharsha points out. Zog de shlo, there's really three stages. Stage one is when the kala is coming towards the chosun. Stage two is when the chosun and kala already are misameach with the simcha of the marriage. That's the marriage itself. And stage three is the yichud of the chosan and kala. He defines it as the stage one is a sudas erusin. It's like the fact that the kala is coming to the chosan, you start the process. Stage two is the sudas nesuim, is the actual wedding. Stage three is when the chosan and kala go together to the home. He says these are the three stages that we have in Shabbos. We have in Shabbos three different tefillas. The tefillah of Leil Shabbos is the tefillah of Atoki Dashto, Losh Kedushin. That's the stage number one. The tefillah of Yom Shabbos is Yismach Moshe Loshem Simcha. That's the Simchas and Nesuin. And see, the tefillah of Mincha is Ato Echod, Vishimcha Echod, Mikamucha Yisrael Goy Echod. That's the Yichud that comes with Shabbos, the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So say both the Maharsha and the Shlo, that the stage one that we have over here in the Gemara, Boi Benetzi Kos Kala Malkaso, refers to the first stage when the Kala is coming and the Chosan comes to Kos Kala. Kala Malkas, or the Kala, the queen. Says the Shlo, the second Girsa is Shabbos Kala Malkas. This is referring to that we're not only focused on the first stage of bringing the Kala to the Sudas HaErusin. We already are focusing on Sudas and Nisuin. And that's what we're saying, Shabbos Loshon Shvisa, everything is already ready. And when you go to Likas HaKala, you're still in the preparation, you're still in the Hachonas, you're still starting the stage of the wedding. But when you're already talking about Shabbos, that's already when you have Menucha. When you have relaxation, you're enjoying the actual sudas nesuin. That's already after the process. And that's why the second mandor adds the word Shabbos kala malkaso, because we're referring to the stage two, when you're already in the shvisa and the hana and the simcha of the suhuda. And then stage three, and this the Maharsha goes different than the shlo. The Maharsha says that's what it means, boi chalo, because boi chalo means boi chalo kom kalo to beis achasnas, Boy kala le beis bailech, meaning the boy chala refers to the whole process. Come from wherever you are, come to the wedding, and from the wedding go to the chay yichud, as the shlo calls it. So the third lashon refers to already to the stage number three, where we're focusing on the fact that already it's just the beginning of Shabbos, but what is the focus on? The focus on the fact that it's going to come in the end of the day, the kala will come le beis bailech. And Ayin the Maharal, he goes with a different mahaloch, but he also agrees that there's a three-stage process, three different shamers, which are all mentioned in the names Shabbos, Kalo, Malkaso. These are including the three stages of Shabbos. But the Maharsha Lishitosa adds one more thing. It says the first Loshen says, Boy v'neitze likras Kalo, going out towards the Kalo. Why? Because we're focused on stage one. When the Kalo is coming to the Chuppah, the Chosan is Yoytze likras Kalo. But Rabbi Yannai, he does not go out to likras Kalo. He's Mis'at Tefekai. He's standing in his place and he's covering himself. Why? Because that's stage number three, when the kala is coming to the house of the chosan, then you don't have bo nitzakas kalat. Stage number three, they're going together to the house. He's not going towards her. And this connects to something beautiful, because in the Arizal is brought down, the Binyan Yoda brings it here in the Sugya, that it is ainyan to go out to the fields to get Shabbos, as we see over here. Boy, v'nitzak neitzalei kraskal. The Ramak, the Ramushikar Deveru, who was the Rebbe of the Arizal, he's this the generation before, he says, no, Shabbos not coming from the outside. Shabbos coming from Shemayim. What are you going outside to the field? You should accept the Shabbos wherever you are. According to the Masho, that's the Machlekes here in the Gemara. It's not a Machlekes. It's two different aspects of Shabbos. If you look at aspect number one, when the Shabbos is coming to the world, then it's coming from the field to us. You have to go out, likras kalo. But when we talk about stage number three, now we talk about the Yichud, that's not that coming out from the field. They're being together, because Baruch and Amri saw it together through the Shabbos. That's a whole different mahalak. Then you don't go out to the field. And that's really the two on August that we had. Rav Chanina went out to the field. Mashenker Rav Yane stands in his place, because these are the stages that we have in Shabbos that we're focusing on here in this Gemara. And just to conclude, the Rav Chananel here says, the Rav Chanina went out, he was dancing. And this is the mukkar many of the Sfarim bring, that we dance and we sing in Kabbalah Shabbos at the Chadoidi. Because Rabbi Chanan says, there's a need to dance Likras Shabbos. And according to this whole Ma'alach, we're talking here about the ultimate Simchas Eirusim and Nisuin of Shabbos. Of course you dance when you have this Nisuin. That's the whole idea of the Simcha Gedoilo that we have in Kabbalah Shabbos. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.